Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar. Others promise the moon, they deliver the sun. We're also brought to you by Rose's Cafe, a favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco for the past 20 years. Today's guest is Ahmed Farid from NBC Sports Bay Area in part two of our conversation. You mentioned earlier that it's cool to watch the young guys develop. You know, we're going to see all these players and maybe they'll make some trades. But what about this season? I mean, is it over? We're in mid-June. You're looking at less than 100 games to go. You'd have to play, you know, pretty much 700 baseball the rest of the way. That's possible, but does this team have it in them? Is it even a remote possibility?
I'm always reluctant to pull the plug in games because, I mean, we've all seen it before, right? The Colorado Rockies. I mean, you go on a 20-game winning streak and you're in it. So you're like, well, that's not going to happen. I feel like they have to prepare as though it's not going to happen. The thing is, this is new for the Giants. And I think for the Giants fan, when you've had a farm system that hasn't been highly rated, you've gotten some really great pieces out of a farm system that other people didn't value, and the Joe Panics and along the line like that. But I think at some point you got to take your medicine. At some point you just can't plug the holes in free agency and draft low every year and expect to compete year in and year out. Every once in a while you got to take your medicine, restock the farm system. Even the Yankees did it last year. And then look at them this year. You know, they kind of did a reload over the year, traded some pieces, Chapman gone, got a top prospect from the Cubs, and they're right back in it, and their farm system is looking great at this point. So, yeah, I think that's kind of the interesting part for me going forward on this season is how do they restock the farm system, and how do they kind of turn the page from the era where they were one of the most successful teams in baseball history, but now got to figure out a new way.
More with Ahmed Farid from NBC Sports Bay Area right after this. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, Sun First Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. Sun First Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. Sun First Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. I mentioned on Twitter that I wanted to ask you if the Madison Bumgarner performance, if you will, in his simulated game would be televised. And I was joking, but at the same time, you know, you wonder about something like that. There's so much interest in Madison Bumgarner trying to come back from this injury and every step of the way. So how much is everybody kind of watching what he's doing and this simulated game, which is slated for Friday?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, obviously it would be different if this team was hovering around 500 and he could be the trade line acquisition. Because that's what we were saying a month ago. You keep this team, you know, even six games below 500 after the All-Star break, Bumgarner comes back. You just made it the greatest trade deadline acquisition in baseball at that point. So I think it loses a little bit of the luster because of that. But, I mean, this is a team that is in desperate need of a star to step up and be a star. So, yeah, there's going to be a ton of interest. But I will say that I don't know how much better this team's record would be with Bumgarner if they've been without him, because up until two starts ago, Ty Block gave you just as much, if not more, than what you would have expected from Madison Bumgarner in that spot in the rotation. So, you know, maybe this team would be 1-2 games better with Madison Bumgarner. You can talk about it just being negligible at this point, which is crazy for the elite talent that Madison Bumgarner is.
Yeah, that dirt bike accident, you know, while you can't really just say that cost the Giants a season, it was so disappointing. And, you know, you've seen players get hurt sometimes outside of baseball, usually in the off season. But what do you think that did as far as the clubhouse? He has so much respect in there. It seems like it's kind of gone away as far as maybe any anger towards what happened. But what do you think might have happened in that clubhouse?
That's tough to say. I'm sure a lot of disappointment came from Madison Bumgarner himself. I mean, I'm sure he was embarrassed about the whole thing, and just to feel like you cost your team, especially at a time in the season when they came out the gates and they struck. It wasn't like they fell off a cliff right after that. So I don't know that there was anger at Madison Bumgarner, but there was probably this feeling of, we've got to now dig ourselves out of a hole without the best pitcher on our team, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. And so you kind of feel like the weight on your shoulders, and we've talked about it at times this year about players trying to do too much. I'm sure a lot of us felt that.
Probably. And you mentioned something, too, the other day on the broadcast, on the postgame show, about Cueto maybe not having fun. And it is tough when you're losing this way. I mean, I wonder what the whole overall chemistry is like in a clubhouse when you're not winning. I mean, that's just the way baseball is. But this team hasn't experienced this this early in the season.
Well, Johnny Cueto is a guy that it seems like when you watch him, he has to have fun. He's at his highest performance level. He is out there enjoying himself and having a fun time. So, I do think that plays a part. You know, just a feeling. And you hear the reports about it's a team that keeps to themselves, low-key in the clubhouse, like we talked about before. And that's hard to dig yourself out of a hole when you show up to work and it's just not a fun environment. And you can make the argument, how is it going to be when your team's 14, 15 games below 500? But if you're going to pull yourself out of it, it kind of has to be.
We'll continue the conversation with Ahmed Farid, pregame and postgame host on the Giants broadcast on NBC Sports Bay Area, right after this.
If you're looking for a great place to stop by for a bite to eat before a night game or dinner after a day game, Rose's Cafe is the place to go. A favorite in the Cow Hollow neighborhood for the past 20 years, Rose's Cafe is a hangout for locals who bask in the sun at sidewalk tables, duck inside for a cappuccino, or stay for a leisurely lunch or dinner. Many customers are regulars who frequent their pretty bistro cafe that offers table service and deliciously consistent food. Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Rose's artisan bakers bake a daily selection of pastries, desserts, and breads. Menu highlights include pizzas, daily soups, and house-made pastas. A robust beer and wine list with many by-the-glass options are available. So stop by Rose's Cafe at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
To finish up, I wanted to ask you about just your journey, because we've talked before about you being at MLB Network, and in that case, you were looking at all the teams. Then out here in the Bay Area, when it was Comcast, and you're on the Sportsnet Central show, and you're looking at all the teams in the Bay Area. Now focusing on the Giants pregame, postgame, tell us a little bit about the challenges of that and how much you enjoy that.
It's been a, even though I worked at MLB Network for 2 years and it was all baseball all the time, it's been a completely different experience. And it's the reason that I wanted to leave MLB Network when that time came up, because at MLB Network, I enjoy the baseball part of it, but I also feel like, who am I talking to? I don't, at any given day when I'm doing a show, I don't really know who I'm talking to. Am I talking to a Marlins fan in Miami? Am I talking to a Rockies fan in Denver? I'm just talking baseball, but I don't know who I'm talking to. So coming to the regional network was great. I loved it because I knew exactly who I was talking to. And now doing Giants is even more hyper-focused on, this is who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the diehard Giants fans. I'm talking to the fans who live, breathe, die Giants baseball. And it lets you know exactly what the people you're talking to are interested in. It also gives me the opportunity to dive so deep into a team or a specific subject where I just feel like I can give depth of knowledge to the people that that I couldn't if I was spread and trying to cover all the teams and all the sports and everything like that.
All right, Ahmed. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Stay away from Buca di Beppo, by the way. You guys were talking about how they ate there, I guess Rich Aurelia and some others ate there, and then they went over. And, you know, it's a chain anyway. There's so many other restaurants in San Francisco. Forget about Buca, right?
I know. And although at the end of it, Rich, I go, well, what did you get there, Rich? And he goes, well, it was family style. I ate everything. And I was like, well, that was your problem. You just ate so much food. It wasn't where you went. It was how much you ate. And he didn't have an answer for that.
Well, it's like Derek Law eating all that ice cream that I heard about with Amy G's report. I was thinking, is that really helpful for him to be eating a lot of ice cream? I don't know about that.
Right. Although you get to a certain point, maybe in a year, and you're mathematically eliminated, you can have as much ice cream as you want. So maybe we'll get there at a certain point.
All right, Ahmed. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. And I'll see you out at the ballpark soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Joe.
That's Ahmed Farid from NBC Sports Bay Area. Join us again next week. We plan on catching up with our regular guest, John Shea, from the San Francisco Chronicle, as the Giants road trip continues in Atlanta. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.